last couple of days we've been talking about the machlokas Abai and Rava here on Daf Chav Zayin, whether Eid Zomim l'mafreya v'nifsa l'mikana l'haba v'nifsa. We passed in like Abaye that l'mafreya v'nifsa, but the Gemara spends a lot of time trying to understand Rava's shita. Rava holds mikana l'haba v'nifsa, so the first lashon in the Gemara is that Rava holds like this because Eid Zomim chidushu ein l'chabo el mishas chidushu ve'elech. My chazis the samfas ahani smocha hani. No reason to believe the mazimim over the zomim. So therefore, the psuleidus of the zomim must only be mikana l'haba. Some of the Rishonim ask, Tosus HaRosh over here, Tosus in Bava Kama, why should we assume it's a chiddush? Why is it such a chiddush that we believe the Eide Basroi, the second kat, the kat of the mazimim? It's not such a chiddush. L'chor it's a davar pasha that we should believe the mazimim. We should believe them b'migo. Why do we say mechazes the samchas ahani smochahani? Let's believe the kat of the mazim in b'migu that they could passel the zom in begazlonus. The time of the lama uchidish v'alam anadini yesh lahamenu achron b'migu dibo paselu lahu begazlonusa. They could passel the second kat begazlonus. They could say that they're gazlonim and they're psulei edus. And if they do that, then the first kat can't respond because we know that if they're made on gufan shalei de mamish, then the first kat can't respond. So why does Rava say that Eid Zomim Chiddushu, my chazis the samchas ahani smochahani, everything is equal, the trey is equal, it's not equal at all. The Eidim Basroi have a migu that they could pass the kamay begazlonas. So what are the Eidim Basroi saying? The Eidim Basroi are saying, imanu ha'isim v'makom ploni, they say that the first kat can't testify because they were with us, so we don't know if we should believe them about that. So comes the Tosa Rosh and asks, why shouldn't we believe them? They have a migo that they could passel the first kat, begazlonus. That's the kasha of the Tosa Rosh. So he gives a number of different answers. First of all, he says, v'yesh lamad lo shayach migo ela ba'odem echad, aval b'shnei edim lo shayach migo de'ein da shneim shoven. Nashiyir tzeze lomar lo yomar zeh. So his first answer is that migo doesn't work by shnei edim at all. It only works by an odem echad. It never works by shnei edim. Why not? What's the idea of a migo? Migu, since he could have said something else. The case of a migu is where someone is putting forth a taina reya, he's putting forth a somewhat deficient taina, but he has the potential to put forth a taina tova. Let's say the classical example, or one of the classical examples is, let's say someone is a shomer chinam, and he claims a tzartiv. I return the object. Now, is the Shomer Nema to say that he returned the object? Not necessarily. He's basically kofir. The mafkid says, I gave you an object, I want it back. And the Shomer says, Avzartiv, I returned it to you. He can't be believed with that taina, but he would be believed if he says Nensu. If he says that the item got damaged through some accidental cause, then he would be believed. But comes the Gemara and says, Avzartiv, amigo de Nensu. He's Nema to say, Avzartiv, amigo, that he could say Nensu. Hechzartiv is a taina reya, it's a deficient taina. It doesn't have an independent nemonis. But the person has in his portfolio the ability to claim nensu. So migu tells me, migu sins, mitoch, migo just means mitoch, right? Migo golusa. Va'apik yasamech migo golusa. Take Klal Yisrael out of gomus. Migo means mitoch. So sometimes that means from inside golus, and sometimes it just means since. Right? Since he could say the Taina Tova, so we believe him in the Taina Re. That's what Migu is about. What's the Svar of Migu? So Poshapshat is, the Svar of Migu is that he must be telling the truth, because if he were lying, he would have lied better. He would have said the better Taina. Why not? So if he says the worst Taina, it must be the truth. That's the simple understanding of Migu. Malo Lashaka, why should he lie? So comes the Tosa Rosh and says that's only true by an Adam Echad. But by Shnei Edim, you can't say that, because neither one knows what the other one is going to say. They might want to lie, but they're afraid to change their taina. They're afraid to say something different because they don't know what the other guy is going to say. What does that mean? If two people get together, they come to Bezin, so don't you think they arranged what to say before they walked into the Bezin? If they want to lie, so Mustama, they spoke about it before they came to Bezin, they know exactly what they want to say. So what kind of an idea is that? They don't know what the other one is going to say. They both want to lie, and neither one knows what the other one is going to say. So I once heard, maybe the pshat is like this, that when a person prepares his tainus before he comes to Bezin, of course, if he wants to lie, then he'll think of the best lie. But sometimes he doesn't think of the right tainus. And then when he walks into Bezin, he realizes, I could have said something better. So if he's standing by himself, if he's the only one who's being toned, if he's the Baldin, so then he'll change his taina right there and then. Because he wants to lie. He wants to get the best out of his lie. So if he realizes that there's a better lie to make, then he'll change his taina in Bezdin. But that's only true by Adam Echad. But by Shnei Edim, even if they arrange outside of Bezdin to give the best lie, but if they come to Bezdin and they change their mind, they won't change their taina. No one's going to change his taina because they're afraid that the other guy's not going to change the taina. And if the other guy doesn't change the taina, then Bezdin is going to realize that they're lying. So just because they put forward a taina reya doesn't prove it's the truth. Itaka might be a lie. If it's a lie, so why didn't they give the better lie? They're afraid to change. Maybe outside of Bezdin, they didn't think of the better lie, but they're afraid to change because the other guy is not going to change. So you can't use the concept of migu in the context of Edim because it doesn't necessarily prove that they're telling the truth, because maybe they're talking lying, but the reason why they didn't give the bigger lie is because they didn't think of it outside of Bezdin, and they're afraid to change their taina inside of Bezdin, because they don't know that the other one is going to change as well. But maybe that's what the Tosfos Rosh has in mind, that you can't say migu b'shnei edim, because no one knows, neither one knows what's belev chaveira. This is teretz number one to the kasha, that we can't believe the Eidei Basroi, the second kat, the kat of the Mazimin, b'migu, that they could passel the first kat b'gazlonas, because stam, we never say migu b'shnei b'nei adam, because what one is going to be towing, the other one's not going to be towing. That's teretz number one. Questions? Comes a toast to Rosh and offers another answer. The Ktas Domi Migu Zel and Migu B'Makom Eidim. Toast to Rosh says this is a little bit like Migu B'Makom Eidim. Shari Yesh Eidim Keneged Zahamigu Lakhisha. What does that mean? What do we have over here? We don't have Echzarat and Migu B'Nensu. Rather, what do we have? Imanu Hayisem, Bemigu de Gazlon. So this is a little bit, claims the Rosh, is a little bit like Migu B'Makom Eidim, because you have Eidim against the Taina that the Eidei Basroi are saying. This is Eidei Basroi, Eidim HaMezimim. But the Eidim Zomim are saying what? Nasa HaMaisa. They can't testify we weren't with you. That's a testimony about them. But they're saying Nasa HaMaisa. Imanu HaYisem is basically saying that the Maisa didn't happen, or there's no evidence for the Maisa. So there's a conflict between what the Edom HaMezim are saying and what the Edom Zoma are saying. So there are Edom against the Tain of the Mezimim, so you can't trust the Mezim and B'Migu that they could say Gazlonim Atem, because that's called a Migu B'Makom Edom, and we never say Migu B'Makom Edom. Migu is a power that a Baldover has, but only if there are no Edom against his Migu. But if there would be Edom against the Migu, then we're not going to say the Migu. So here there are Edom against the Migu. The Zomim are against this Migu. So maybe that's why we can't trust the Eidei Basroi B'Migu, because it's like a Migu B'Makom Eidim. But the Tosfos Rosh is careful to say it's Ktsas Domi L'Migu B'Makom Eidim. Yoni?
Yeah, why? How would you say it's not
Migu B'Makom Eidim? So let's get to that. Tosfos Rosh says it's only Ktsas Domi L'Migu B'Makom Eidim. Why Ktsas Domi? He says, Avo b'shiyesh k'mochein Eidim im Hamigu ein b'kach klum. So that's the line of the Tosfos Rosh saying that maybe it's not Migu B'Makom Eidim. Migu B'Makom Eidim normally is that there's a Baldover who's towing a Taina Reya. He could have said a Taina Tobia, and he has a Migu. But if it's against Eidim, that's called Migu B'Makom Eidim. But if you have Eidim on the Tzad of the Migu as well, so that's like Migu plus Eidim against Eidim. That's not Migu B'Makom Eidim. Migu B'Makom Eidim means if all you have on one side is a Migu and it's against Eidim, so then Eidim beat out the Migu. In the realm of Bir, Eidim is stronger than a Migu. But if you have Eidim and Migu on one side, so that's not Migu B'Makom Eidim. That's Eidim U'Migu B'Makom Eidim. And maybe that is better than just a Migu B'Makom Eidim. If you only have a Migu B'Makom Eidim, so then Eidim is Odif Migu. And if you have Migu B'Makom Eidim, so Eidim beats out Migu. But if you have Migu plus Eidim against Eidim, you can't say that the Eidim are other from the Migu plus the Eidim. So that's what leads the Tosafot Rush to say that maybe this is not a Migul Makom Eden. But ultimately he leaves the Teretz the way it is. He says it is a Migul Makom Eden. Why? So let's continue with the Lashon of the Rush. Again, the Ktaz Domi Migul Zel Migul Makom Eden, Shara Yesh Eden, Kineged HaMigul HaKhisha. There are Eidim Zomim that are Makhish Imanu HaYisim, the Makhish the Eidim HaMezim. Afa B'Shiyesh K'molchein Eidim Im HaMigul, even though there are Eidim with this Migul, the Mazimim are with the Migul, E Mekaklo, the Odis Migul Me Eidim. Shariyim Hoyu Shnei Eidim Im Eilu, Ein Lahem Koach LaHakhish Es Eilu, the Hatre Kemeah, the Koshke Migul. Let's say instead of it being Migul plus Eidim, you had Eidim plus Eidim. Would that be any better? It's no better, because there's a concept called Trei Kemeah. Two Eidim, four Eidim, six Eidim, 100 Eidim, it's all the same. So if Eidim plus Eidim wouldn't be any better than Eidim on the other side, then Migul plus Eidim is not going to be any better than the Eidim on the other side. So says the Tosafot Rush, this is a Migul Makom Eidim. You'll tell me it's Migul plus Eidim? No. Migul is not going to win out any more than Eidim would win out. So if Eidim plus Eidim can't beat out the Eidim, so then the Migul is not going to enable the Mazimim to beat out the Eidim on the other side. Why should Migul plus Eidim be any better? Eidim plus Eidim wouldn't be any better. Migul is not as great as Eidim, and Eidim plus Eidim couldn't beat out Eidim because that's Trei Kemeah. So why would Migul plus Eidim beat out the Eidim? That's what the Tosafot Rush is saying. So basically, it remains a Migul b'makom Eidim, meaning Eidim are other from Migul. Don't tell me that the Migul on the other side is going to make them win. No, because Migul never beats out Eidim. But there are also Eidim on the side of the Migul. Yeah, but even if you had more Eidim, it wouldn't be any better. So why should a Migul be any better either? That's the second parts of the Tosafot Rush. Some Rishonim learned that there really are three answers over here. In the Tosafot Rush, you don't see it as clearly, but Tosafot in Bava Kamma adds the word va'ot. They add the word va'ot in the middle of this discussion. You could have learned the Hemshech of the Tosafot Rush the way we learned it. That's the Poshut way to say. The Lo'odif Migu Me'edim is an explanation why it still is like a Migu Makom Eidim. And you shouldn't say no. If there are Eidim on the side of the Migul, that should win out. Tosafot in Bava Kamma learns that there really are three answers here. That again, the first answer is that you never say Migul b'shnei b'nei Adam, because neither one knows what the other one is gonna say to lie. That's Teretz number one. Teretz number two is that it's like a Migul b'makom Eidim, as we described. And Teretz number three is that forget about the fact that it's a Migul b'makom Eidim. What do you want to do? You want to believe the Eidim Hamazim and b'migul. The Eidim HaMazimim, Amakrish, the Eidim Zomim, there's a tray. Merchaz Dasam Chazanis Vachahani. So the kasha is, let's believe the Eidim HaMazimim, but Migul, that's never going to work. Migul is not going to be able to be Machriya, B'mokom, a tray. If you have a tray, you have a contradiction between two kitos, Migul is not going to offset, right? It's not going to tip the scales. This is a little bit of a different svara than the second point of the Tosafot Rush. The Tosafot Rush in the second one was saying, it's Migul b'makom Eidim. You want to strengthen the Eidim HaMezimim b'Migul, but the Eidim HaMezimim are against the Eidim Zomim. And we never say Migul b'makom Eidim, so why would we say Migul b'makom Eidim over here? If you learn the Hemshech of the Tosafot Rush is giving a third answer, which is the way Tosafot Bava Kamma learns it, so then the third answer of the Tosafot Rush is that you can't use Migul to strengthen the Eidim against the Zalmanim, the Mazim against the Zalmanim. You got a tray over here. You can't use Migul to tip the scales. Migul's just another beer. If Trei Kemeah, if more Eidim wouldn't be able to tip the scales, why would Migul be able to tip the scales? The more Birurim that you're going to throw on the side of the scale is not going to help you. Because once you have Shnei Eidim on the other side, then nothing else is going to be able to tip the scale to the second side. So you're left with a stalemate, the same tray that we had in the beginning. It's not that it's Migul b'makom Eidim, it's that Migul doesn't work to tip the scales if I have a tray. That could be what the third point of Tosafot and Tosafot Rush is. Question, Michael.
Yeah, according to this approach, then why would we say the second answer is it's like Migul b'makom Eidim? It seems like the way we're presenting it now is that it's mamash Migul b'makom Eidim in the second answer, and then the third answer is just...
No, the second answer still is saying that it's Ktas Dami L'Migul B'makom Eidim, but the reason why it's only Ktas Dami is because you have Eidim on the side of the Migul too. That didn't change. But that didn't change. Right? You also have Edom on the side of the Migu. Yeah, if you add Va'o, then it reads like this. Tzaz domi Migu zeh l'migu makom Edom, shari yesh Edom keneged zeh ha-migu l'akhisho, avo pishu yesh kemochen Edom im ha-migu ein bekach klo. Period. Even though you have Edom on the side of the Migu too, that's not going to help. It still is a Migu makom Edom. The fact that you have these Edom on the side of the Migu, it's not going to change anything. Ve'od! Another answer, the lo adiv Migu me Edom. Migu is not a greater beer than Edom. So if I have a tray of tray, Migu is not going to be able to be machria in the tray of tray, to tip the scales and to say that we should go like one of the ketos. Okay? Yes?
I think the opposite of Mike's question, but if you're going to take it that the end of the rush is just a proof for the second charetz,
yeah,
then seemingly he's openly rejecting the notion that Migu plus Edom is better than Edom, and therefore it shouldn't be a ktsas. Migul Makam Edom, it should be Migul Makam Edom Mam. If you're using the end as a proof, then he openly rejects the fact that Migul plus Edom is any better than Edom. He, in fact, says the opposite.
If you're using the Hemshich of the Rush as a proof to his second point, so then he's saying that if you were to have Edom plus Edom on one side, it wouldn't be able to offset the Edom on the other side. So Migu also is not going to be able to offset. So it remains a Migu Makom Edom.
Yeah, but then it shouldn't be a Ktsas. Because
I think Ktsas means that it looks like it's not a Migu Makom Edom, because there's more there. But if you look into it a little bit more deeply, you'll see that the more there doesn't do anything. That's why he says Ktsas, because there are Edom on that side. But his point is, so what? The Edom are not going to help you. They don't add anything to it. Okay. So if you learn the Tosfos Rush, like Tosfos and Bava Kamma with the Va'od, that it's really three answers, so then this third answer is quite remarkable. The third answer is telling us that Migu is not going to be machriya b'makom a tray or tray. It's not going to be able to tip the scales when you have a tray or tray. You have Edom on either side, and the Migu is not going to change anything. If you learn the Tosfos Rush is giving three answers, certainly Tosfos Bava Kamma gives three answers. So if that's the case, then clearly the first two answers are disagreeing. First two answers are saying Migu really could have tipped the scales, but for some reason it's not going to tip the scales over here. I mean, clearly that's what's going on in the Tosfos. There's a kash of Tosfos that the Edom HaMezimim should be Neman against the Edom Zomim because they have a Migu, and the Migu should tip the scales. The third answer of Tosfos is basically saying the kasha never began. You're thinking Migu should be able to tip the scales b'makom trey or trey. It can't. Migu never tips the scales b'makom trey or trey. The first two answers of Tosfos are saying, no, really, Migu should be able to tip the scales b'makom trey or trey. Misvarit should be able to tip the scales. The only problem is, over here, there's a different issue. Either you can't say a Migu b'shnei b'nei adam, like the first answer, or it's a Migu b'makom eidim. Migu Makom Edom is just a different halacha. You can't say Migu Makom Edom, so that's why it's not going to work. But b'ikaron, fundamentally, Migu would be able to tip the scales of Makom Atreyotre. What's the machlokas, the different deus and Tosfos? Why should I assume that Migu should be able to be machir of Makom Atreyotre? What's the svara of the last day in Tosfos that holds that Migu can't be machir of Makom Atreyotre? Rav Chanan Wasserman, in his Kovet Shurim in Bava Kamma, suggests that maybe the three deus and Tosfos are disagreeing about what Trei Kemeya means. Trei Kemeya, if you have two Edom against 100 Edom, it's all equal. 2, 4, 6, 8, doesn't matter. As long as you have two Edom on either side, then no greater number of Edom is going to be able to be Machri against the other group of Edom. Why? The Bukhadan says that you could look at this concept of Trei Kemeya in one of two ways. You could either say that what Trei Kemeya is telling me is that there's no greater beer than two Edom. Pishnei Edom Yakum Dovar. Two Edom is the greatest beer. We have other Birurim. We have Rov. And we have Migu. We have other types of concepts of mechanisms that work as a beer to clarify what the truth is. But Edom is the tops. Edom is the best. Nothing can beat Edom. So once you have Edom, there's no other beer that's going to be able to beat Edom. That's one way to look at the concept of Trei Kemeya. The other way to look at the concept of Trei Kemeya is to say that in the context of Edom, if you're equating groups of Edom to each other, then Trei Kemeya, everything's equal. If you have Edom on different sides of the equation, then no number of Edom is going to be able to outweigh another number of Edom. But that's only in the context of Edom. If the type of birah that you have is a birah of Edom, then everything's equal. No number of Edom is going to be able to outweigh any other number of Edom. But if that's what Shrei Kameya means, it's only going to apply in the context of Edom. The simple nafkamina between these two approaches is, let's say you have a different type of birah. If you hold that Shrei Kameya means that there's no greater birah than Edom, so then any other birah is not going to help you. It's not going to outweigh a Shrei Kameya, because nothing can beat Edom. But if you hold like the second approach, the Shrei Kameya means that in the context of Edom, heaping on more ketos is not going to help you, that any further number of Edom is not going to help you outweigh the other group of Edom. So that's true in the context of Edom. But if I can give you a different kind of birah, maybe that will be able to outweigh one of its tzadim. I have a Shrei Kameya. I have Edom against Edom, but Migu is not Edom. It's a different kind of birah. It's a birah, but it's a different kind of birah. If I hold the Shrei Kameya tells me that no number of Edom can outweigh any other group of Edom, so that's true in the context of Edom, with the birah of Edom. But if I have a different type of birah, like a Migu, then perhaps that will work to outweigh, to be machria in the Shrei Kameya. So it could be that's what the Deis and Tosas are disagreeing about. The last day of Tosas and Bava Kamma is saying that Migu can't be machria, but makom a Shrei Kameya. It can't be machria. It can't tip the scales, because the rule is that Edom is the greatest beer. So Migu is just not going to work against Edom. The other days in Tosas say, no, fundamentally, Migu might be able to be Machriya B'makom Atrei Atrei, because all Shrei Kameya tells me is that no further group of Edom, if I add more Edom onto the scale, it's not going to outweigh the other Edom. But if I have a different kind of beer, like Migu, perhaps that will work to outweigh the other Edom. That will work to tip the scales. So if that's the case, then you have to come on to something else to answer the kasha of the Tosfos Rashi. So that's why the first 2 days gave a different answer. They weren't willing to say, no, Migu never can beat out Edom, because maybe Migu can beat out Edom. It can tip the scales, because it's a different type of beer. So that's why the first 2 days had to give other answers as to why Migu is not going to work in this context. Is that? Okay, yeah.
Even the second answer?
Sorry?
I thought the second answer was more dumber than the third answer.
It's dome, but it's not the same as I'm describing. The second answer is saying it's a migu b'makom Edom. That doesn't mean that migu can't outweigh a Shrei Kameya, can't tip the scales by a Shrei Kameya. It's saying that, look, we never say migu b'makom Edom. Here, there are Edom against the migu, so if there are Edom against the migu, then the migu falls away. That's not saying that if I have a Shrei Kameya, migu can't be machria. It's saying this is no better than a migu b'makom Edom, and if we never say migu b'makom Edom, then we won't be able to say migu b'makom Edom over here. So it's a nuance of difference.
Is there a situation where you could have a Shrei Kameya, but the Edom aren't going against the migu?
No. I'm saying
it's theoretical.
It's theoretical, exactly. Right. Meaning, if you're using the migu to help Edom against other Edom, so by definition, you're talking about a migu to be machriya b'makom Atrei Atrei. But the reason why it's not working is not because migu can't be machriya b'makom Atrei Atrei, it's that migu b'makom Edom lo amrina. It's a different principle. A little bit of a different principle. Alex, you have something? Same thing. There's a nuance of difference. It's similar, but there's a nuance of difference.
It's just semantics.
It's not really semantics. Because if you say to yourself that the fact that there are Edom on the same side as the migu doesn't matter, then the reason why we're not going to be able to use a migu here is because once I see Edom on the other side of the equation, migu is not going to be nema. It's not because migu can't be machriya between Edom, it's because whenever there's a clash between migu and Edom, migu on one side, Edom on the other side, migu can't win because it's not as strong a beer as Edom. So it's not just semantics, it's really a different way of looking at the case. Do you ignore the fact that there are Edom on the side of the Migu, and the very fact that Migu is going up against Edom, it can't be Neman? Or do you need more than that? We say, look, there's a Shrei Kameya, why shouldn't Migu be able to be Machriya? No, Migu can't be Machriya between two groups of Edom. It's a little bit of a different svar. Okay. Just to show you this idea that perhaps other birurim might be able to be machriya b'makom Shrei Kameya, the Shmaitza, the Shev Shmaitza and Shmaitza Vav Perek Chav Beis quotes a kasha from the Ra'ot in the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis has a brisa which says the following: Shnayim achasum mal ashtar. Let's say there are two edim signed on ashtar. Umesim, they die. Ubo shnayim and ashuv va'amru. Yadanu shiksav yadam uzeh. Aval anusim ayuktanim hayu psulei edus hayu. Let's say there are two edim signed on ashtar. They're not here. We can't have them sign their names to see if it's a forgery or not a forgery. And two edim come in ashuk and they say, this is the ksav yad. They're mekayim lechasimus, but they say the shtar happens to be possible because they were anusim or they were ketanim in the shtar when they signed the shtar. So comes the Gemara and says that if ksav yadam is yotze mimokom acher, if we have an independent verification of the signatures in the shtar, so then these edim and ashuk are not going to be neman because it's a trey or trey. The Gemara says it's a trey or trey. There are edim in the shtar saying that the shtar is kosher. What does that mean? That's a very important point which emerges from that Gemara. If you learn the Sugya of Shtaris and Ksubis, you'll see that's a very, very important yesod. That once we are mekayim the chasimus of a shtar, then we treat it as though the Eidus Sheb Shtar is testifying not only about the Maisa, but about the kashrus of the shtar itself. An incredible idea, that the Eidim Sheb Shtar are testifying about the kashrus of the shtar. Now, we normally say that Eidim can't testify about themselves. So how can they testify that they weren't ketanim, that they weren't psulim? No, because they're not testifying about themselves directly. They're testifying through the Eidus of a shtar. That's a chiddush of shtar. Shtar is a new kind of Eidus. There's Eidus b'shtar and Eidus b'alpeh, and they're different. One of the chiddushim of Eidus of a shtar is that if the Eidus of a shtar is mekuyim, then the Eidim of a shtar, through the mechanism of a shtar, can testify that the shtar is kosher. Amazing idea. So then it comes out that it's a trey or trey. The Eidim and Ashuk are saying that the shtar was posel. Why was it posel? Because even though it's not forged, but these Eidim were ketanim at the time. And the Eidim Shebishtar are saying, no, the Shtar was kosher. So it's a trey trey. So Frek the Ra'ah, trey trey. I don't understand. We should be able to be machriya that the Shtar is kosher because there's a chazaka, there's a rove, a ruba de lesa, come on. There's a chazaka that ain't no Eidim chosman al Shtar, elam kein nasa begodol. Eidim don't sign on a Shtar unless they're gedolim. That's a chazaka, that's a ruba de lesa, come on. It's a rove in teva, in psychology of people. So why can't we follow that rove to be machriya? To say that the shtar is kosher? Why do we say trey or trey? That we can only be machzik mamon, but we won't be able to be motzi mamon based on this, because it's a sofeg, it's trey or trey. Let's be machriya like the Eidim Shebishtar, based on the chazaka, that ain't no Eidim nasim chos min al shtar, elam kein nasa begod. So says the Shev Shmait, so what do you see from the kasha of the Ra'ah? That the Ra'ah assumed that a chazaka, not a chazaka de meikar, a rove, a rubat lesa kamon, can be machriya in a trey or trey? I have a tre-tre, I have Edom against Edom, and I'm going to use a rove to be machriya, to tip the scales in the direction of the Edom Shebishtar. That's a tremendous chiddush, zok the Shmaitz. Right? The Shmaitz himself was dolche. He says, how can you do that? Rove is just another beer. Edom is the greatest beer, tre-kemeo. We never can add onto a beer of Edom. So if you can't add to more beer, if you have tre-tre, even tre-kemeo, so then a rubat lesser kamon is not going to be machriya either, says the Shmaitz. But you see from the Ra'ah that the Ra'ah and his Kasha was not assuming like that. The Ra'ah and the Kasha was assuming that maybe a Rubid Lesser Kamat should be able to be Machriya the Makom Atreya Trey. So he was assuming that Trey Kamat just means that in the context of Edim, more Edim are not going to help you, they're not going to be Machriya. But if you have a different type of beer, if you have a beer like a Rove, like a Chazak, a Rubid Lesser Kamat, maybe that would be able to be Machriya Makom Atreya Trey. And similarly, the first 2 days in Tosis and Bava Kama and the Tosa Rush, we're assuming that Migu should be able to be Machriya Makom Atreya Trey. Bikaro, right? Fundamentally, I would have thought that. So why can't Migu work over here? They had to suggest two other answers. Okay? This is the Tosis Arush and Tosis in Bava Kama. Comes the Ramban in Ksubis, and he offers a fourth and final answer. Well, depending on whether the Tosis Arush is saying three answers or two answers, right? He offers another answer, one final answer to this question. Why don't we trust the Nezimim against the Zomim and Bemigu that they could Pasel the Zomim Begazlonis. Dr. Ramban, Edim can never be Neman B'Migul. Migul just doesn't work by Edim. What's the Lashon of the Ramban? Ramban is talking about that case in Ksuvas and Afyutesa Mebeis, that context. It's a little complicated. So, without actually going into the details of the case over there in Ramban, but he asks a similar question, that you have a tray of tray, let's believe the Eide Basroi, B'migu, that they could passel the Kamoi B'Gazlonis. The reason I say it's complicated is because the Eide Kamoi, the Eidim in the Shtar, are dead. So what does that mean to passel them B'Gazlonis? It means It means to say that they have an independent psul, that they were gazlonim before the chasimas hashtar, and they were gazlonim even after the chasima. Meaning that they're giving an edus that's unrelated. It's not related just to the shtar, but it's a general psul that they're putting on the aid. Gazlonis, general psul, unrelated to the shtar. It's not just that they were ketanim then and there's no nafkamina to the edus. No, they say that they were gazlonim from before the signing of the shtar, and they were gazlonim even after that. Maybe they did other things after that shtar. Maybe they gave other eduyos after the shtar. So they're saying that they're gazlonim. It's an edus that's external to the shtar. It's external to the shtar. So the Ramban is saying, let's trust the basroi, b'migo, that they could pass the kamai b'gazlonim. So first he says it's a migu b'makom edim. You can't say migu b'makom edim like the Tosa Rosh. But then the Ramban says ve'ein tzarech l'kach. But you don't really need that answer of migu b'makom edim. He says the edim lo mehemni mishum migu. Edim can never be neman midin migu. V'mitaras edim lo mehemni b'din migu lo mehemninan lehu shlo heminosam torah b'kach. Ad kan devar. The Ramban says that the Torah never gave nemonas to edim b'migu. The Torah never gave the edim nemonas based on a migu. So migu is not going to help them over here. If Edom are not Neman independently, then Migu is not going to help them. And that's why Migu is not going to work to be Machri in a Trey Trey. It's not because there's something about Trey Kemet. No, it's a din that Edom can't be Neman of Migu. It's not that Ein Echad Yodea Masha Belev Chavera. It's not that it's a Migu Makom Edom. It's not that Migu can't be Machri Ab Makom Trey Trey. It's that it's a halacha. That Migu doesn't work by Edom. You can't give more Nemanis to Edom. The question is, what does that mean? Well, what's the Ramban saying that Migu can't add Nemanis to Edom? So the Birka Shmuel and Ksubis and Simon Chav Ches suggest that maybe what the Ramban has in mind is that it's Exeris HaKosav Al Pishnei Edom Yokum Dover Al Pishnei Edom HaNemonim B'Dibur Bilvad. That the pshat is, it's Exeris HaKosav that the Edom can only be Nemon B'Dibur Pim Pihem. B'Dibur. They have to speak and we have to trust them based on their speech. But we can't use any other external mechanism to add Nemanis to what the Edom are saying. It's Exeris HaKosav Al Pi Shnei Edom. That it has to be Al Pi Hem Bilvat. That's what the Ramban means. So it's a fundamentally so that you can't use Migu in the context of Edom because Edom have to be Nemanis B'Dibur Bilvat. This is similar to what the Ritva writes in Kiddushin. Mishnah in Kiddushin talks about Nemanis of a father, about his daughter. Mishnah Kiddushin Daf Samach Daled says, "Kidashti es biti, kidashti v'gerashti k'shi ketana v'arei ketana neman." If a father says kidashti v'gerashti, I was mekadosh my daughter to a man, and then I accepted gerushin, he's neman. He's neman to say he was mekadosher, and he's neman to say that she's a pnuya that he accepted gerushin later, and he can pass the kahuna also that way. If she's a grusha, she's psula lekoni. The father is neman about kiddushin and gerushin of his daughter who's a ketana. But then the Mishnah says, "Nishbe sufidisia." Let's say the father says, my daughter was taken captive, and I redeemed her. What's the nafkamina that she was taken captive? Taken captive, mistama, she was nivala leposala, right? Mistama, the captor, was boel her, so she's psula lekoi. He says, nishmesu v'disiya, he's not neman, ain't no neman for that. He's neman to say, kidashtiva gerashtiya, she's psula lekoi, but not nishmesu v'disiya. Well, what's the difference? My shnozem is that. So the Gemara says, "Binisuin hemne rachmana b'shvuya lo hemne rachmana." The pasuk by Motzi Shemra says, "Es biti nasati lo isha zeh," that the father says, "I married my daughter off to this man." So from that we learn that the Torah gave the manas to a father to say that he was Makadish's daughter, that he married her off. And similarly, he's neman to say that he accepted gerushin, because that's talking about nisuin, whether she's married or not married, that the Torah gave nemanas to the father. But Nishbeis of Vidisiyah, the Torah never gave Nemanis to the father to talk about Shvuya. So that's why he's not going to be Neman. That's the Gemara explaining the Mishnah there on Daf Samach Dal. So ask the Ritva and Eisen Akasha. This is in page 5 of packet number 15. In fact, the Ritva, Nishbeis of Vidisiyah ain't on Neman. What, he's not Neman to say Nishbeis of Vidisiyah? Why not? The psule kahuna. He has a migu. Why shouldn't he be nema with nishbeis of v'disia? I understand why intrinsically he's not nema with nishbeis of v'disia because the Torah didn't give him nemanas. But let him be neman b'migo, that he could say that I was makadisha b'bi'a l'mamzer. If he's makadisha b'bi'a l'mamzer, mamzer is also apostle, nivalal apostle, psalam and akahuna, she should be psalam and akahuna with that kiddushin, because if he was makadisha b'bi'a to a mamzer, to psalakuna, then she's apostle to marry a kohen. So why shouldn't he be neman b'nishpesu v'nisei? Not directly, but indirectly. Let him be neman b'migo, that he could say that I was makadisha and I was mesia b'bi'a l'mamzer. So Zogdar Ritva Yisod, the Ikalamema, the Kevin Shemina Torah La'av Lomer Kidash Tibiti, Havale Baha Ke'edim. The fact that the Torah gives Nemanus to a father to say that he's Makadish's daughter, then the father has a Torah's Eidus regarding the Kiddushin of his daughter. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Because you could have said it's a Nemanus of the Torah, but he's not like Eidim. Zogdar Ritva, no. Anyone who has a Nemanus, anyone that the Torah gives a Nemanus to, has a Torah's Eidus. He's Neman like Eidim. The Ritva has a longer piece on Daf and Gimel and Beis, but it's a little bit more complicated. There, the Ritva develops the Yesod of the Ramban and Ksuba. Same idea. The Hanemon and Bedibur Bilvad, Edom are only Nemon Bedibur PM. They're not Nemon if you have to add a Migu to them. Migu is an extra mechanism. No, an Ed is not Nemon Midin Migu, because the Torah only trusted Edom Bedibur PM. That's it. So if they're not going to be Neman B'divar P'yam, no other mechanism is going to make them Neman. So that could be what the Rabban has in mind over here, that we can't trust the Edim to be Machria, the Trey or Trey, based on Amigo, because Edim are never Neman B'Amigo. It's the Yisod that Edim have to be Neman B'divar P'yam, they can't be Neman B'Amigo. So this is one way to explain the Rabban. Micha.
For the Rabban, he doesn't exactly say that the migo never works for Edom. He says that the migo doesn't work in a case where they would be believed alone. Is there a case where they would be believed alone and still need the migo to be machria, then the migo would come into play, in the lashon at least.
What are you saying? In a case where Edom are not going to be neman by themselves, what does that mean? That means there's some kind of a trade, some reason why we can't trust the Edom. Mm-hmm. So migo is not going to add nemanus to the Edom. The Edom are chashudim, or there's a tray of tray. There's some reason why we shouldn't believe the Edom. Migu is not going to change anything.
But it sounds like
his lashon is in mitoras edus lo mehemni, v'din migu lo mehemninan lo. Shelo hemni nasam Torah b'kach. The Torah didn't give nemanus of a migu to Edom.
When their edus separately isn't something believable.
Well, that's the same. That's what he's saying. If their edus is not believable, then they can't be neman. Migu is not going to make them be believed.
But no, I'm saying if there's a theoretical case where they needed to use a migo, but they were believed already, they needed a migo or something.
They can't. But that doesn't make any sense. No. What could be the case? If they're believed, so why would they need a migo? The whole purpose of the migo is to make them be believed. So.
What about for a puna, where you give your edus separately? So your edus really does stand alone, is totally believed, just ends up not working in the same way.
What zuba b'fnei atzmo ida, zuba b'fnei atzmo ida, by shtei kiderim ha-machishas?
Then your edus is separate. So
Rafuna says that they have a cheskas kasha, so then they're neman to testify in a different case. They don't need a migo. They don't need a migo. Right? Well, what the Ramban is saying is that if the edim are neman without the migo, so then we don't need it. If they're not neman without the migo, the Torah never gave extra nemanas to edim based on a migo. Sounds like he's saying it's a gzeras hakosa that Edom can never be neman b'migo. They're only neman b'divar p'yam. This is one way to explain the Ramban. I think there's another way that we can explain the Ramban. That is that there's an old question that the Achronim raise. What is the nature of migo? Why is migo neman? Rebbe Chanan has this in Chelek Beis and Simen Gimel. There are other Achronim who have different nuschos of this chakira. But there's a question that's raised. Why is a migu neman? Why is a baldin neman b'migu? So the simple explanation of migu is, as we've been saying till now, that if there's an anan sadi, it's like a birur that he must be telling the truth, because if he were lying, he would have lied better. If he could say a better taina, and he says the worst taina, anan sadi, that he must be telling the truth, malo l'shake, why would he lie? Right, the Gemara in Bava Basra has such a lashon, daf lamed aleph, for those who've learned Bava Basra. Malo l'shake, why should he lie? If he wanted to lie, he would have lied better. That's the simple understanding of migu. Rebbe Chanan suggests that maybe there's another approach to migu. Maybe migu is not a birur anan sadi that malo l'shake must be the truth, but rather it's an emunas baldin betanasa, that the baldin has a koach in the taina that he's putting forward. The koach of the taina tova, the koach of the taina that he could give, is infused into the taina that he actually puts forward. Right? The migu is a koach ha-taina. It's a koach of the taina that he could have given, infused into the taina that he did give. The way that I generally try to explain this is, every baldover comes to Bezin with a portfolio of tainas. Right? And basically comes to Bezin and he says, Potarani. And he puts his portfolio, he puts his briefcase on the desk in front of the Bezin. He just has to say Potarani. That's all the Baldin has to say. And then Bezdin looks into the portfolio, so to speak, and says, well, if he has a taina for which he really would be Potter, then he's Neman and his taina of Potarani. You see, the reason why Migu might work is because when a Baldover comes to Bezdin, he doesn't really have to explain why he's Potter. He just has to say that he is Potter. And then Bezdin fills in the blanks. Bezdin can look at all the tainas, and if he does have a taina that is Nemenes, then Bezdin gives the koach ha-taina of that taina to whatever taina he puts forward, because he doesn't really have to explain why he's Potter. A shomer comes and the mafki brings the shomer to Bezdin and says, I want him to return my pikadon. And the shomer says, Hetzarti. What's the shomer basically saying? Potterani, I'm not responsible. So Bezdin looks into his portfolio and says, well, if he could say Nensu, then we give him the koach ha-taina in Hechzartiv that he would have in the taina of Nensu. It's not that it's definitely the truth. It's not that there's an anan sadi malo l'shaka. It must be the truth, because if he were lying, he would have lied better. No, it's a halacha. It's like a svar d'araisa. They say that migu is a svar d'araisa. So where does this svar come from? That the idea must be that the baldover doesn't have to explain why he's potter. All he has to do is he says potterani, and once he says potterani, the bezin can fill in the blanks and they explain why he's potter. So that's why, as long as he has a taina that would be believed, the kacha taina of that taina is able to be infused in the taina that he actually gives. Rabbi Chanan says that the nafkamina between these two approaches, his first nafkamina, he actually has a long siman about this, but the first nafkamina he suggests is whether we say migu l'chotzi taina. What does that mean, migu l'chotzi taina? So this is two dais in the Ran in Kiddushin on that same Mishnah that the Ritva was talking about. That the Mishnah says that a father is nematazei kidashti esbiti, but not nishvesu fadisi. So the Rishonim all asked, let him be Neman, Benishbis of Adisiyah, the Migu, that he could say something else. So the Ritva's kasha was that he should be Neman, Benishbis of Adisiyah, the Pasal Lakahuna, the Migu, that he could say, Kidashtiyah, Behisiyah, right? Kidashtiyah, I was Makadish, I was Messiah, Bebiya, Lamamza. Comes the Ran and asks a different kash. What does the Ran ask? Page 6. The Ran says, why shouldn't he be Neman, Beshvuyah, the Migu, that he could say, Kidashtiyah, Begerashtiyah? He's Neman b'kidashti v'gerashtia. She's psula l'kuna. If he says kidashti v'gerashtia, because a gush is psula l'kuna also. So what does he want to do when he says nishrizu? He says he wants to pasal her l'kohen. So let him be believed to pasal l'kohen with the tain of nishrizu v'disir b'migu that he could say kidashti v'gerashtia, and she'd be psula l'kohen as well. Sounds like a pretty good kasha to me, right? She's psula l'kohen bain with the tain of nishrizu v'disir, or with the tain of Kideshtiv Gerashtiya, so why shouldn't we trust him in Ishbis of Adisi, even though it doesn't have an independent Nemanas, but Bamigo that he could say Kideshtiv Gerashtiya, she'd be Psula Lakuna, let her be Psula Lakuna as well with Ishbis of Adisi. That's the Ran's Kash. Comes the Ran and gives two answers. He says, first of all, this Migu doesn't work. The simple answer is this is what we call a Migu Lachatzi Tain. Yeshlama the Migu Lachatzi Tain, lo Aminan, Behocha Chatzi Tainahu. What's a Migu Lachatzi Tain? That means that you have a taina, there's a taina reya and a taina tova. I had a good taina and a bad taina. What's the taina reya over here? Nishbeis of Vidisiya. What's the taina tova? Kidashtiya v'gerashtiya. Why is that called a taina tova? Because the father has an emonis that the Torah gives him to say kidashtiya v'gerashtiya, but he doesn't have an emonis to say nishbeis of Vidisiya. So says the Ran, this is a Migul Chatzitani. You know why? Because Nishbeis of Vidisiya is only Neman to do... Nishbeis of Vidisiya, excuse me, would be Neman to accomplish two things. To pasal the kahuna and to pasal for what? For Truma. Nishbeis of Vidisiya, she vipsula both to a coin and for Truma. Right? Because she was Nivala l'pasala, psala min kahuna. But she's also psula v'natruma. Kidashtiya v'gerashtiya will pasal l'kohen, but not l'truma. A grush is allowed to eat truma. Let's say a woman is a bas kohen. Right? Let's say a woman is a baskom, and she marries a Yisrael, and now she's not able to eat truma, and then she gets divorced from the Yisrael. So if she doesn't have any children, she goes back to her father's home, and she can eat truma again. The fact that she's a grusha doesn't make her psula la truma. So says the Ran, this migo is not a good migo because it's a migo l'chatzi tanya. You want to believe the father with nishmis of Yisrael, but migo that he could say kiddush tia v'gerash tia. No, nishmis of Yisrael is stronger than kiddush tia v'gerash tia. So maybe the reason why the father, you can't say that it must be the truth, this tanya of nishmis of Yisrael must be the truth, because if he wanted to lie, he could have lied better. No. There's no raya. Maybe the reason why he said Nishmeis of Nisir is because he wants to passel her to more, both to Kahuna and to Truma. Why would a father want to passel his daughter? Like, it seems very strange. Must be there's some kind of a fight. He's fighting with his wife or fighting with the daughter or something. He wants to passel her. He's annoyed at something, right? So maybe he wants to passel her in the most, right, in the harshest way that he can. So he wants to say something which is going to make her passel for two things, both for Kahuna and for Truma. Maybe that's why he's not saying Kidesh Tevei Gerash Tia. So Zokderan, you can't say Amigul Lachatzi Taina if the Taina that the person is saying is Neman for more than the Taina that he could have given. Even though the Taina that he could have given is more believable, we can't trust him in that Taina. Because maybe the reason why he's not putting forward the second Taina is because he wants to accomplish more. He wants her to be a Psula not only for Kahuna, but even for Truma. So we can't trust him in the Taina. That's the first answer of the Ran. And then the Ran says a much simpler answer. Achayim amud, the kevin the mashem, the Torah la'av chidushim, sharei lo hayaroi, lios, neman, yoser, me'edach ad'alma. The whole fact that the father is neman, b'kidashti v'gerashti, it's a chidush ha-Torah. It's a chidush ha-Torah. Why should he be neman to say kidashti v'gerashti? If one aide comes and says that she was mekudashish, that she was megarashish, he's not going to be neman, so why should the father be neman? It's a chidush ha-Torah. It's a Ran, ein lechabo, el chidusho. Just like Eitz Zomei Reva holds that Ein Lachabor Lachidusho, the Ran says that the Nemonus of a father to say Kiddush Tia V'Gerash Tia, Ein Lachabor Lachidusho, he's Nemon to make the Taina. But he's not going to be Nemon in that Taina as part of a Migah. Kiddush Tia V'Gerash Tia is a Chiddush HaTorah that the father is Nemon. So if he says that Taina actually, then he'll be Nemon. But to trust him in the Taina of Nishris and Nisir, the Migah of Kiddush Tia V'Gerash Tia, that's too much. That's beyond what the Chiddush HaTorah allows you to do. Chiddush HaTorah is only applies if the father actually puts forward that taina, but it's not neman as part of a migul. What are these two deists of the Ran arguing about? Zabdur b'l'chonon, maybe they're arguing about these two approaches in migul. The first day that says, migul chatzi taina lo aminan, that day holds that migul is an anan sadi, it's a birah that he's telling the truth. And as we describe, by migul chatzi taina, there is no birah. Because maybe the reason why he says nishmeis of nisir is because he wants to make the daughter psula for two things, both for kahuna and for truma. So you can't say, oh, it must be the truth, because if he were lying, he would have lied better. No, he thinks this is a better lie for him because he wants to accomplish more. So that's why there's no birah that it's the truth. What's the second day of holding? Why does the second day of hold that migul l'chatzi taina, you could say migul l'chatzi taina? Second day is saying the only reason why the father's not neman over here is because he can't be neman with kiddush tia v'gerash tia as part of a migul. But migul l'chatzi taina is not a problem, according to the second day in the round. Why is migul l'chatzi taina not a problem? I thought we just explained it should be a problem, because there's no proof that he's telling the truth by nishmeis of nisia, the migul of kiddush tia v'gerash tia, because maybe he wants to passel it for two things. The answer is that the Acher, in the second teretz in the Ran, holds that Migu is not a non-sadi. It's not a beer that he's telling the truth, but rather, it's Koach HaTaina. Neman is Baldim HaTaanasa. That we give Koach HaTaina to the Taina that he's giving. We infuse the Koach HaTaina of the Taina he could have given to the Taina that he's giving. So even though this happens to be a Migu L'chatzi Taina, the fact is there's a Koach HaTaina in Kiddush Tia V'Gerash Tia to Pasal L'Kahuna. There is that Koach HaTaina. If he were to say Kiddush Tia V'Gerash Tia, he'd be able to passel l'kahuna. So Migul tells me we can infuse that Nemonis into Nishmeis of Nisir. We would be able to. We can't infuse the whole Nemonis. To passel l'kahuna, that he won't be able to do, because that's not in the time of Kiddush Tia V'Gerash Tia. To passel l'truma, he won't be able to do, because that's not in Kiddush Tia V'Gerash Tia. To passel l'kahuna, that he will be able to do. Even though it's a migul l'chatzi taina, what's the problem? The koach ha-taina of kiddush tia v'gerash tia can be infused into nishmeis of nisia as much as kiddush tia v'gerash tia would be neman. So he really should have been neman over here. That's why the Ran has to come on to another reason to explain why migul is not going to work. The Ran needs the other reason. That's a chiddush ha-Torah, so he's only going to be neman if he says kiddush tia v'gerash tia, not that it's part of the migul. Because the Acherim and the Ran hold that Migo is not a beer, it's a Koach HaTayna, Nemanus Vadim HaTanaso, so we would be able to infuse the Koach HaTayna of Kedesh Shiva Gerashti into Nishmei Sevedisiyah. So that's why the Ran had to suggest a different approach. I thought maybe this is the Machlokas, the Ramban, in the Deus and Tosfos. The Ramban says that Edom can only be Neman B'Dibur Pia. Right? They're not going to be Neman B'Migo. The other days in Tosis were assuming that they could be Neman b'Migu. There are other reasons why we can't use Migu. But not because there's some halacha that Adam can't be Neman b'Migu. What's the machlokas? So I thought maybe it's dependent on these days. Tosis is assuming that Migu is like a beer. Anan Sari that he's telling the truth. Tosis has to assume like that, because Koach HaTayna is something that only applies to a Baldover. A Baldover. To say that the Baldover comes to Bezdin and all he has to claim is Potrani, and then Bezdin fills it in, that's a chiddush that you could say about a Baldover. Because the Baldover might not have to explain himself. But Edom? Edom always have to explain why. They can't just say he's Potter, he's Chayim. They have to explain why. That's the whole point. Edom are coming and they're telling us why something is true or false. Is it Drisha Bachakira? We have to find out when did it happen, and we have to ask about the information. They have to tell us all of the details. It doesn't make any sense that Edom just say Potter or Chayiv. The whole point of Edom is to clarify the truth by establishing what the facts of the case are, what the details are. So to say that Edom should be Neman B'Koach HaTayna, they should be Neman B'Migu Midin B'Koach HaTayna, that doesn't make any sense. So that's why Tosfos, who assumed that Edom could be Neman B'Migu, obviously they're not assuming Migu is a Koach HaTayna. They're assuming Migu is a beerer. Anan Sani must be the truth. So Migu is a beerer. Maybe I have a havamina that by Edom, Migu could help. The purpose of Edom is to establish the MS. So maybe Migu will help us establish the truth because it's a beerer. That's what Tosfos was assuming. That's why they had to give the other answers why Migu is not going to work in this context. But the Ramban perhaps assumed like the second approach. He assumed that Migu was Nemanas Baldim Etanasa. That we put the Koach HaTayna of the tiny he could have given into the other tiny. And if that's the case, it's a Dover Poshut that Migu is not going to work by Edom. The idea of Koach HaTayna can't work by Edom. Because Koach HaTayna is assuming that the person just has to say what the halacha is, Potter, Chayiv. Right? What the psak should be. He doesn't have to explain anything, and then Bezdin fills in the details based on whatever tainus the person has in his portfolio. But such a concept can't apply in the context of Edom, because Edom always have to clarify the details. They have to clarify the facts. So maybe the Ramban was assuming like the second approach in Migu. Not like the Birka Shmuel, that shot in the Ramban is that Pishnei Edom Yaakov Dover tells me that Edom have to be Neman only B'Dibur Pia, not B'Migu. Gzeres HaKosel. No, maybe there's a Svara that the Ramban assumes Migu is a Koach HaTayna, Nemanus Baldim Etanaso, and such a concept will only work by a Baldover. It can't work by Edom, because Edom always have to clarify what the details and facts really were.